You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KEA, that's KCE Mobile. long time, and then you and I keyed up simultaneously. I caught it, though, and unkeyed real quick. W8FU.
Oh, that's funny. You know, you listen to it for 5 minutes, make sure not step on anybody, and keep at the same time. KE8ZKC, name here is Joey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We had a problem with our networking, and I just wanted to see that the receiver for this particular machine for where I'm located is working, and it's up and running and working good, so that's all. But I am on another call right now. I just was testing that. It was just weird because you and I had tested at the exact same time, or keyed up at the same time. But I will let you go there, and don't mean to be rude and leave quickly, but I'm busy elsewhere. W8FU, after yours.
Hey, man, sounds good. Just so you know, I'm on the Fenton Tower. I'm getting my voice back to me when I unkey for a second. Not sure if that helps with whatever problem you're fighting, but I'm getting echo on the Fenton Tower. KE8ZKC.
Yeah, so that's kind of an artifact of the sophisticated voting system we have in place, and I would say that the simple way to avoid that is just pause a second before you unkey. You know, it sounds silly, but that's the truth. There's some delays going on that are in the background to make sure the audio is all corrected, time synced, and all that. So if you just give it a sec before you unkey, you won't hear that. But it's nothing unusual. It's to be expected. If it's bothering you, like I said, you can just hold the key for a second before you unkey.
Yeah, alrighty, fair enough. Just passed the info along. Didn't know if we were supposed to do that or not. Alrighty, KE8ZKC, I'll be listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
DFA SQN testing.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FLC,
listening. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Next station, please. No, sorry, sorry, check that. Stand by. Echo Alpha, Oscar November, and that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate. This is Matt Meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 534, 6 decimal 5, and 7 10 32 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan Emergency Frequencies, as well as also available via VHF and UHF link for theaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. Net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning North Common, Michigan, including Aries, MTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. I'm operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie today. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-NAC group, I have the following stations listed. UK-D8-RHB, N8-OBU, K8-JBD, N8-HEE, KB8-SWR, KE8-RRF, WB8-AXB, N8-WRO, N8-BVR, KB9-IAR, WI8X, AB8MT, N8NOR, and KSASOD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please calm out.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Alpha Golf, Benoit County. In and out, please.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, Shiawassee County, in and out.
November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, J.N. Wayne County.
November 8th, Quebec, sorry, give it to me again.
November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, J.N. Wayne County.
I wasn't expecting two Quebecs in a call sign. Thank you. November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec. Next station, please. Any relays?
Relay?
KB8RHB, go ahead.
I think there was a Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8, say it again.
Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, thank you. I've got it on the roster. Any other relays, please call. Let's go ahead and we'll get started here. Going up the calendar to take a look. There isn't a lot going on in the state this week. We have, let's turn it that way so I can see.
I'm here. We had just had the FEMA Region 5 AUX ComNet this afternoon. Wednesday, we do have the Michigan Communication Unit Working Group meeting. Friday at noon is the SHARES Working Group. That should be on Zoom. I think they're going to have it. They did send a notice out about it, so they apparently haven't been furloughed enough to not have it. So with that, and then of course next week, the following week, that is, the week of March 3rd through the 5th, is the Michigan Interoperability Conference over in Muskegon. Look forward to seeing at least some of you there, and hopefully we'll have a good time together. With that, we're going to run down the roster, and we'll begin with KDA-RHB to be followed by NA-OBU. Mr. Brett, thank you for taking the pre-net. How are things in District 5?
KDA-RHB, good afternoon, Max. Things are going okay, quiet. This schedule is District 5, meeting for next week, Monday, the 2nd.
Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KDA-JBD,
Are there any relays? Okay, moving on. Next up we have Tim, NAWRO to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Tim, how are things in Macomb?
Yeah, well, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim, one of the AACs here in D2 Macomb County. In Macomb, we currently have 30 active on our roster with 3 applicants in process. We are expecting to get approval from the state this week for our no-cost ICAT account to help expedite our background checks. Many of us in the group now have the Cisco phones on the Hams over IP network, and our IT manager, John, K-E-8-W-U-O, is feverishly working on some significant improvements for that network. Our EC Dave, K-E-8-Y-N-U, is already looking at some targeted training for the upcoming spring set, such as WinLink via RF through our gateway here in Mount Clemens. Many thanks to Central Michigan's Jeff, KB8SWR, for putting on the training, MI5 DMR training class this past Thursday for us. It was quite well received by our group and appreciated by all attending. Thanks always to Mike and Jeff for all at Central Michigan for the UHF and VHF links. That's all for Macomb County from this week. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Back to you, Max.
All right, NAWRO, KUGON. So, yes, thank you for that. Sounds like you've had some good training. Jeff is definitely one to talk to when you want to learn about DMR. And we'll look forward to seeing some more training hopefully coming up over that way soon. Next, we'll go to KB9IAR to be followed by AD8MP. Mr. Don, how are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, this is John of Battle Creek. Not a lot going on here. We've been doing parts on the air most Saturdays. KB9IAR.
Alright, I'm KP9IAR, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. So good to have you checking in. Boy, you're very active in the photo there. That's awesome. Because that in itself is a lot of fun over there. Good work there. Next, we'll go to 88MC, followed by NANOR. Mr. David, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, Lake Mary Shore. And I'm doing the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps here with Tiffany Gang. And been on hiatus for a few years taking care of family, and now that they're all grown up and I have some time, I can be more dedicated to that fully and hopefully help out some. Appreciate y'all being out there on the net tonight. Love
it
that it's on HF, and I'll turn it back to that control. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
All right, Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. You had a good signal out of St. Clair Shores into Diamonddale here. Our next station is NANOR, to be followed by KF8SOG. Mr. Kent, how are you doing today?
This is NAOR. Good evening to everybody on the net. Name here is Ken. Just hunkering down with the cooler weather, but was very pleased with the warmer weather earlier. As we're looking forward to doing some panel work here before long, trying to raise up my G5RV a little bit further. K8RF is going to help me with that, but we're going to wait for definitely warmer weather to get that done. Other than that, great to hear everybody on the net tonight. I'm going to turn it back to you. That's it. That ain't at all.
All right. Ken, thank you. Good signal into Diamonddale as well. Everybody's got good signals this evening, by the way, everyone I'm hearing. N8NOR, KE8DUN, Michigan Air, BS, CNET. We go back to KF8SOD, and then to be followed by NAQYQ. KF8SOD, you're up.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 out of Sierra Oscar Delta. You're up for comment. Nothing heard. We'll move on to NAQYQ to be followed by KEAZQC. Mr. J, NAQYQ, you're up for comment, sir.
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Thank you so much for having me. NAQYQ, okay, in Detroit. Glad to be here. About the second time participating in the net. And certainly looking forward to getting more involved when there's just a few here. Visit in person with Keith and Chris in our one of our hospital folks over the weekend at the Ligonier Swap, and so excited to get more involved in volunteering in that and see what we can do here in the city. So back in that control, thank you much. NAQYQ.
All right, Jay, thank you for checking in. It's good to have you with us. And for your help with the hospital and their equipment, it's too important to keep that stuff in shape and test it out from time to time. We go next to KEAZQC, and that will take us to the bottom of the roster. Kilo Echo 8, Lulu, Quebec. Charlie, you're up for comments.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Something heard, Matt. Help.
Okay, and just to confirm, it was Zulu Kilo, Shelby?
Roger, that's what I heard.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. The other one was in West Virginia. So, all right, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We're at the bottom of the roster. Is anyone else would like to check in before we close? Please call now.
Whiskey 8. Charlie Oscar Papa.
WECLP, good signal in the Diamond Vale. Anyone else, please call.
November 8, Tango Juliet, drive. November 8, Tango Juliet, Tom and drive.
November 8, Tango Juliet, Mike. Got you on the roster. Next station, please.
Check in real quick and let you know that Sutton. Road here, northwest of Dryden, say Sutton and Thornville Road is ice for me. I slid off the road while I was stopped. So it's a little treacherous on the back. Checking in, enjoying that. NATJ back to net control.
All right, John, thank you for providing that report there. So roads in Oakland sound like they're not doing so well. November 8, Tango Juliet, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Last call for anyone who'd like to check in for the Michigan ARP on CNET. Please call now. Okay, hearing none, we had, let's see, 20 on the roster today and 25 minutes of runtime. So, nice net, and thank you all for checking in. I hope you stay warm, healthy, safe, and we will chat with you next Sunday at the same time, and if not sooner. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is KEADON, out.
Sorry about that. This is KF8FQN listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You alright?
Oh, me, yeah, I'm fine. That was a static from radio.
Diane, was that you calling?
Yeah. If you didn't get my call sign, it's KF8FQN. But yeah, I was calling.
Hold on a second, Wyatt. Diane, were you calling? Must not have been her. I'm gonna call her on the phone, make sure she didn't put the car in the ditch. I'll be monitoring. I gotta call her right now though. KB8 OLE.
Oh, yeah, that's my fault. I thought you meant me. That's, yeah, my fault. I'm just going to say KF8FQN, Cleveland listening. KF8FQN, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
and a Bravo from another, but that was it. So I think there's Ben, K3DHN, and Jamie, KFHDX. Try again, Jamie. Try holding down the transmit just a 2 second count and then speak.
Connected to CMN Network.
K7WMB, K7WMB, this is KE8EOH.
KE8EOH, this is K7WMB receiving, can you hear me?
Great signal, your audio is a little bit low, but great signal.
Good, glad you can hear me.
K3EHN, this is KE8EOH. So to K7WMB, what are your antenna plans? How can we help you get set up?
I'm actually looking at some mobile radios to get a little more power to punch through, as well as getting an antenna that I can move around to possibly high ground if needed.
Okay, I have two here gathering dust. I'm happy to lend to you.
That would be great to get my feet wet.
Do you already have an antenna that you could use with it?
Not a mobile antenna. That was part of the plan, was to get a vehicle mount to get an antenna that would be permanently affixed to the vehicle.
Do you have a tree nearby your house that we could run some coax from, put an antenna in?
Yes, I have a big tree right next to my house in the yard.
Perfect. Nature's antenna towers. I like it. All right, well, you could opt for the $7 omnidirectional, or we could do a nice, better J-pole build. Either one.
I'd be down for either one to try out and kind of just get things rolling.
Okay. So K1 DVD, I was also trying to get him on tonight. He had some severe wind that damaged his antenna and his siding and whatnot. So maybe we can do a build together.
Yeah, that would be fun. There's still a lot that I have to learn, so trying to fill in all the blanks and get a little more ready for comms needed.
I was trying to find a repeater that's kind of in the central area, and both Lapeer and Ortonville kind of fit that bill. Lapeer is better because it avoids the mountain range that's straight in the middle, and it blocks so much. So, but Lapeer kind of goes to from our perspective, is to the north, and then the people on the east side of that. Well, not really mountains, but like where Mount Christie is, would be visible because of there's no elevation increase from the eastern side.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think with a better antenna or a little more power than just the 5 watts on a whip antenna I have here in my hand, I think I should be able to hit out a little further.
Okay, and I'm not sure what your elevation is compared to mine, but this morning, just with that antenna in the attic, I was able to get into the Lapeer repeater with my handheld with only 1 watt. So it's you get an antenna up there, and it will be a world of difference.
That's good to know. I do have an old antenna tower next to the house as well. That I think would be pretty easy to rig up an antenna and then bring some coax in to the house as well.
KE80H, that's great. Well, ready made, ready to go. I think we definitely need to get together and do a build. Let's see, K3EHN, the tone is 88.5.
K3EHN, can you hear me?
K3EHN, this is KE80H, I can hear you.
Great, I have you loud and clear. 5x5.
K3EHN, this is K7WND, I can also hear you loud and clear.
K7WMB, where are you located? Over.
We are off of Saginaw, just a couple of blocks or two north of the Grand Blanc Township offices.
Okay, yeah, I'm in Clio. Over.
So for K3EHN, I see on the spreadsheet you did some testing with an external antenna. Is that mounted outside, or was that on a vehicle?
I mounted my antenna on top of my pole barn. It's probably 40 feet up right now, over.
Yeah, you probably should get some pretty good distance from there. Did you try any of the other repeaters?
No, I haven't, this is a new radio and I haven't programmed in these repeaters yet, but I just realized that you formatted this in chirp format, so I'll have to hop right on that.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, Bridger.
Yeah, no problem. It wasn't didn't take too long. I did also plug in a couple more on my own radio, the FRS channels as well as DMRS, so if you're radio capable, I can also send those over as well, just so they're all in one single thing with your radio. You can program a bunch of stuff in there. And then I was looking on a radio book website. They have some other repeaters in the area too that might be worth trying out as well.
Okay, yeah, I expanded, let's see, what do I have on the spreadsheet now? 28 of them, but then I have a list of about a number of 30 more, but I wasn't able to get to them. It would be interesting to see what everybody else is. Furthest away I was able to get was Lansing.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I could hear Lansing loud and clear, so from, I think from where I'm at, I have a good line of sight. It's just more of, I think, getting a better antenna, at least with my handy talkie, if not, you know, then get a mobile rig in the truck is the next plan.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay. Well, I guess we leave it at that for tonight. Just keep experimenting with repeaters you can get to. We need to schedule a build and, you know, help mount up, you know, simple and functional is best first, right? And then you get a lot further out with a lot less wattage. And then, Bridger, I'm happy to loan you one of those mobile radios. I think it's 25, 30 watts maybe, which is a lot better than 5, right?
Yeah, that sounds great. I was going to try and catch you at church today and chat a little bit, but our daughter woke up with a little fever, so we ended up staying home today. Yeah, we'll have to touch base, and yeah, I'd love to work on some of that stuff with you. It'll be great.
And for K3EHN, your antenna setup sounds pretty good. I'll be curious to see what else you got, which other repeaters you're able to do. I can add another tab on the spreadsheet, kind of like a wish list of other repeaters that I wasn't able to get to but are in the area. And then if I'm missing any, then Bridger, Ben, you can add some others. But some of them are, you know, Howell, Bell River. I did get one in Windsor. I was able to connect to that one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I never even thought about trying to hit Canada.
You're throwing all the names of these repeaters makes me need to sit down and work on my Michigan and Michigan geography here.
If you guys have a million spare dollars, we can buy the highest house in all of southeast Michigan and put our own repeater tower up there.
Where is that located?
If you search for Mount Christie, that's the highest point around. There's another area not too far by. It's actually a golf course. And then one more area is owned by Ford. It's the Ford Proving Grounds. These are like the three highest areas in this whole part of Michigan.
You know, we should have Sam put a mobile repeater on his new airplane.
Not using the repeater, we can just go play around. back so they can test their cars on.
Yeah, a little bit of a double there, Ben. That's a great idea. We absolutely should, if he can afford the weight and the balance there. We could fly it up, and, you know, not a bad idea if you want to do it during some emergency operations, as long as, it, you know, I don't know what its hang time is.
Back in my search and rescue days, we would dedicate an airplane when we didn't have a local repeater, and those pilots got so bored. But nowadays, you could probably have it, you know, be an automated UAV.
Ben, saw the picture of that antenna. It looks actually pretty affordable for what you show there. That's a good long antenna, probably a lot of gain on it.
Yeah, it's a miniature J-pole inside the tube, the PVC pipe, and Sam and I made some a few years ago, and I still have a bunch of materials to make more.
Well, there you go, Bridger.
I had to step away for a second and grab my son off the floor. What did I miss?
Ben said he's got parts to make J-pole antennas.
Yeah, the antenna I sent out in the text group, it's good if you want to be low profile and not have you know, it's basically a stealth antenna. But it's pretty good performance. It's a J-pole, so it's got, I think, 6 dB of gain.
Cool. I got your text, so I'll have to look at it and see what you got. That sounds super cool.
Okay, well, I think that's it for me tonight. So for Bridger, anytime you want to come by and pick up the radio, it can be programmed with Chirp also. You can feel free to overwrite anything that's on there.
Hey, that sounds great. Thanks for the assist there. I'll text you, and we'll find a time to stay down by. And then I think I'll bow out for the night, too. So, this is K7WMB. Out.
Good talk. Thanks, K7WMB. Thanks for joining. Anything final from K3EHN, Ben?
Thanks for the motivation to get bust out my radio gear. It's been a little while. So, we'll have to do it again soon. I'll try out these other repeaters. K3EHN out.
K-A-A-G-U-A-T-C, Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform, Hotel Golf.
Calling station, say again.
Yeah, this is K-A-A-G-U-A-T-C, Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform, Hotel Golf. I had kind of caught, looked at someone was saying about buying a house, a tall one in Southeast Michigan. Yeah, I was just wondering, how tall would you think, in your mind, like if you put a repeater tower up at your house, how tall would the tower be?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. I think I would need about 100-meter tower to equal where that property is. I think we're about 100 meters different in elevation.
Okay, yeah, 100 meters, yeah. Well, yeah, 100 meters, yeah, it's so tall. Well, that 443.055 is in Warren, 11 mile in Gainer area. And 26 years ago, he put a freestanding 147-foot tower in his backyard.
Outstanding. You talked about that in past tense like it doesn't exist anymore.
No, well, that's when he put it up, and well, the tense there was when he put it up. It still exists. In fact, we had a little celebration in, back in December, because it was, it was 2 months before that, 26 years ago, so the celebration of the tower. No, it still exists. We have a net here on Monday night, and it's,
But yeah, it's there. 443 is 055, and he's got a 20 foot antenna on top of it, so he doesn't need to have like a marker light at the top. But yeah, someone had, he had a vision. He bought one. I think he took it down in Pontiac, and he put it up there in Warren. So, but no, it still exists.
That's awesome. I'd love to do that. I'm living under an HOA, and so I have to just get away with what I can.
Yeah, a lot of people are, I think, are in the same situation. But, yep. Yeah, guys, I guess I can have a vision and put it up there, and it gets out really well. It gets out really well, so next to which city you're located in. But yeah, and he's got 4 points, he got 5.5, and he has, so the PL on that one is 107, what, 0.2? And he has, on the same frequency, but up by, up north of FedEx, by Port Austin, he's got another repeater, same frequency, but just a different PL, on a power there. So, yeah, some people have a vision, and, you know, after how many yards is concrete, solid rebar in there, how many yards, how many cement trucks worth of concrete? I know at least three went into the base.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for telling me about that. The vision that we have a group of nine or ten congregations, and we want to be able to kind of form some emergency net just for our church purposes, and trying to find the best way to be able to connect from the west side of our group to the east side of our group, and you know, get people more capable with the limited number of hands that we have in the group of churches.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we have the net, because the pastor Bill, he called too. I forgot what it is. What his call is now, but he was here in Roseville, and then he had some hard time with incentives and stuff, and then he had a congregation in Marine City, you know, kind of like he took 27 Mile Road all the way across to the St. Clair River there, and so it's kind of down a bit, and he put up 110 foot of tower on his church property, and then we kind of restarted the net, because we had it linked to the double, we call it a double nickel repeater, 443.55, and that's kind of, we just kind of continued the net. It's no club or anything, but it was based on, in part, on the band. Since then, he moved to, 2 years back, he moved to Missouri, so he's in Missouri, so he's not in the area anymore, so. But yeah, they had a little search tied to us in our net. Back over to you, this is KAAUH2.
And again, I think that's KA8UHG, Uniform Hotel Golf.
Yes, he was out, you got it right.
So did you say you still have a net going for those purposes?
Yeah, we do. Monday was this, Monday night at 7 o'clock, we should be running that, just so, you know, we do pick a topic or something, and sometimes we get 3 seconds, sometimes we get 15, and stuff, but yeah, we do still have a net.
That's good to hear. Yeah, there's some value in having organizational nets for emergency purposes, just to make sure that whatever efforts you're trying to do, you have this backup of a backup of a backup.
Yep, and Todd, yeah, he can ride the tower. And also, he makes the repeater available for on the Warren CERT, Citizens Emergency Response Team. And there's some hams in it, component, and there's some new ones. Have come on board too. Different some men, some women.
and so we have heard a few new people pop up. And then SEPA does a search with some young people pop up, 2 or 3 in the area has come on board. So, so there's some hope for the future of the hobby.
Hey, thanks for all that. I'm going to say goodnight. Really appreciate the chat as we kind of try to get this going and figure out how to do things without owning our own repeater, which eventually I'd love to do, hopefully on a really tall place. So thanks again, KA8UHG. This is KE8EOH, Mike.
Okay, Mike, yeah, much success with that. And yeah, it's exciting experience, sharing people's plans and stuff. Yeah, we remember kicked around stuff about ways of linking up. And I think the high point, you know, in fact, I was talking to Sam that connected up, this repeater, it was one of the, it was the Mount Clemens, MI2, link one, and he was up in NY City, and I was telling him, probably not too, a young man, I think he was in high school, that, yeah, probably one of the higher places in Southeast Michigan is up close to him, but not south, no, it's maybe more up in the thumb, the highest point area is we call it Deanville Mountain, and the old guy that was up in Brown City, it's a little bit west of there, and that's kind of that ridge that, if you get over that ridge, you can get all the way to the thumb. Okay, Mike, have a good evening. 7-3, this is KEADOH.
7-3, KEADOH.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Ending WCDN, WCDK, Lightning.
K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening. Looks like you ended up having to work a little later than you planned. Sorry to hear about that. But at least you're off now, headed home.
Yeah, I guess my relief ended up getting in an accident. Thankfully, they're all right. But I guess, like I was telling her, I'm like, well, your safety is what matters the most. So, you know, you're safe. So, not a big deal.
No, I'm sorry to hear about that. Wow, that's terrible. It looks like you went to work in the snow this morning, and it cleared off, and now it looks like it's back to it. Last I looked, roads are looking kind of crummy out there. Hopefully things are okay at home.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty out here. We've had several in the ditch tonight, and a couple of really bad accidents, so it's just that time of year.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, at least you're on your way home, and at least too, we've had a couple weeks where we haven't had this type of weather. I hear it's going to be kind of an active week this week.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. Thankfully, I only work Wednesday, Thursday this week, so.
Yeah, there you go. At least you're off for a couple of days now and can catch a breather. And I guess if you need to program that radio or get it installed, of course, the weather is not going to be as warm, but at least you'll get a little break there to be with family. That's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. How was your day today?
We're doing pretty good. Joint church. We've heard Lee up in Reed City and a couple other services today. But now we talked to Lee for about an hour and a half last night. Just hearing about things that are going on in their lives and a little bit more about what's going on with your niece and her new husband in the camp up there. So, like I say, we talked for quite a while.
Yeah. Hopefully everything's okay, and you know, hopefully good news or you know better news. But glad you guys were able to talk to him.
Yeah, it's, you know, he was telling us, too, that he's been working remotely for a couple of ministries, and Melissa is as well, so we got to talking about that for quite a while, and it sounds like Delilah and Braden will end up probably moving in with Lee and Melissa for the time being. So I think personally that's going to be the best thing considering what's happened up there.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with, you know, moving back. I don't know the whole story, but there's a plan and purpose behind it, and all things work together for good.
That's it. And I think it will work out for the best. I think with Lee's opportunities that he has right now, it'll keep the Braden busy. He's doing some web designing, and I think that will be a help to him in that way. Delilah's also following her mom's footsteps, counseling, and so that will help her out as well for the time being. And it sounds like they're going to be doing quite a bit of traveling off and on this year, and I'm sure that'll help fill in with Delilah and Braden there with the kids. A little bit of stability there at home. So there's some good, I think, that's coming out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard times, sometimes like that teaches you a lot, you know, and, you know, teaches you, you know, humility and, you know, teaches your, you know, your reliance upon God, and you know, and you know, different circumstances and different things. You know, it forces you that way, and it forces your mindset. That's when you know, that's when a lot of growth happens in life.
NAWCB, yes, I totally agree with you on that one. I think. You know, basically the bottom line is with it is that Braden was working like about 17 hours a day up there. They were expecting a lot out of him, and I think there were some comments made that the two of them were too young to be married, and a couple other, I think, I don't want to say they were inappropriate, but I just don't think that they were timely comments, and they had announced that they were going to leave in May, and you know, they kind of made comments, well, you don't want to move back with your in-laws, blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of the gist of it. It just was kind of, I just think it was a poor testimony.
Well, yeah, it was. And it's one of those things that, unfortunately, you know, it's the group behind it, and, but, you know, the mindset behind it. And, that's right, you know, there's always something better, and don't beat them.
Yeah, that's it in that way. So, yeah, there's no issue between, you know, in the marriage or anything like that. It's more a kind of perception, and some expectations or unrealistic expectations of that. But, yeah, I agree. I believe that this is for a purpose, and all work together to go for good, as Romans 8:28 says. So I think they consider we'll head in the right direction for them, and kind of excited for the possibilities there for a church restoration project for Lee, and some counseling for Melissa, and just a lot of good things going on for them. So yeah, we're kind of proud of our kids up there and down here too.
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot of good opportunities for them up there, and that's good. I'm glad that they're able to get involved and be busy like that.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you. So, yeah, just be praying for them, and I think things will come together there. But anyway, like I say, you've got a couple of days off, and at least you can work at 24 midnight there, so at least you've got a little time before bed, and hopefully spend some time with Leo and the kids there for the next couple of days.
Okay, like you. Yeah, it'll be good. We're trying to take it easy here the next couple of days, but it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, and get an opportunity to work on the radio a little bit, get more programmed into it. I got the GPS module mounted, so I just gotta work on the rest of the programming.
Ah, that's good. Well, it'll give you, like you say, it'll give you a chance. The radio sounds good just tonight again, and like I say, at least it'll give you some free time when you can get on there and do a little bit more of the technical work and get it programmed and get it situated in your car a little bit more permanently. So, yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I'm going to have to do a little bit of studying on it. It's got HRS on it, and I'm going to figure out how to get it to beacon without it causing too much noise.
And at WCB, yeah, I got to make sure of that various things are programmed right, and you're not sending across ADRS signals on the main frequencies and so forth. That takes a little bit of doing, but you've done it before, and it'll come together.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. I like it. I like the radio. I was able to mount it last night after work. I got it mounted back to where the other radio was. Probably the most convenient place to put it, and without it getting in the way of other things. But as far as mounting it there, put it at it more of an angle so I can see the screen. I don't have to look straight down at it. Seems to work out. Well, like I said, now I got the GPS module mounted. I just got to run the wire up to the cracks and crevices there, tuck it in. But like I said, I'll get to do that here in this next couple of days. So.
Hey, wow, that's pretty cool. Well, you're using those moments to be able to do that there. It'll give you a chance, like I said, it's giving you a chance to kind of scope it out there, plan it out, and, again, run it accordingly. And like I say, it's sounding good, and finished product will be great.
Hey, why don't you? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting it finished and getting on the air. Looking forward to the DMR part of it too.
Yes, exactly. That, you know, again, that'll be a little bit more involved, and that's where you probably have to pay a little bit more, attention to get everything in place there. Not so much so with the analog frequencies, though it helps, but there's a little bit more technical, a little bit more thinking there to get the DMR side in place.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll get there. We got time. Do things at pace, and when I get a free moment, then able to plug the computer in, read it, and from there I'm able to adjust the code plug from what's downloaded. So it's nice to be able to kind of do it off the computer, off the radio, and then once I'm situated, then I'll load it up to the radio and hopefully it works.
That will be good. Yes, that will be good. And again, that'll give you again the handheld DMR and also a mobile DMR there. There's dual band analog as well. So that'll help you. I think in your vehicle. If I spit out the words here, NAWCV.
Yeah, it'll help out. It'll be nice to have, and it'll be good to use. It's got that molding that radios have. It uses satellite roaming, so it's really interesting. It's just how it's put together and how it works. So, to try it out.
I agree. I think, like you say, it sounds like you got a good ratio there, and like I say, it'll do well by you. It'll give you, a lot of options there.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have plans for the next couple of days?
No, not really. I'm glad I didn't have to shovel snow. I don't know whether I'll have to tomorrow or not, but I'll probably, I know leave, I didn't mean to take another class, so I'll probably doing my second week of it there. Probably I'll do it tomorrow or Tuesday, but other than that, that's about it going on.
that's right. It was good to do. It was good to take classes and stuff. You know, helps build the knowledge and exercise the brain there. So that's good. That's good. Glad you're able to do that. You know, it's you know, pulling in the drive here. It's not as bad up here. It's a lot more snow up here than it was down towards Clinton and Chesterfield. There was a sheet of ice going north on Gratiot.
Ooh, that's no fun. No fun at all. Glad you're pulling in the drive, and I think glad to hear you're home. especially when you start, you know, talking about the road being a sheet of ice. Not a good thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. So. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get some food and then... you guys have a good night tonight. Appreciate you staying up and your patience there. And good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, like I say, good conversation tonight. I agree. Thanks for the ride along, and not a problem. Like I say, I'm sorry your partner was in an accident. Glad they're not hurt. But glad you're home safely, and definitely enjoy the next couple of days off there. If you need anything also, let us know. But we'll let you head on in and get some rest and something to eat and relax a little bit. But tell everyone hello and wishing you 73, the needy, you, the family. NAWCD will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. KYNU, Claire.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.